Button Card is a useful home assistant add-on offering extensive options for creating your own control buttons on the user interface. It allows for full customization of the button's appearance and behavior, from colors and icons to dynamic responses to device statuses. Thanks to its integration with Hacks, installation and updates are quick and convenient. Here, I'll show you step-by-step how to install it and present some basic and more advanced examples of the buttons you can create with it. Installing HACS. We'll start by installing the Home Assistant Community Store. This is an extension that allows you to easily browse and install add-ons, integrations, and interface cards, Lovelace, created by the user community. Thanks to HACS, we gain access to a huge database of unofficial but very useful extensions that you won't find in a standard HA installation. Open a terminal and run the following command. This will download and run the HACS installation script. Wait for the installation to complete. Then restart Home Assistant. I recommend a full restart. From now on, you'll have a new tab in the menu on the left-hand side. Installing the button card. We already have the community shop, so it's time to install the add-on we want. Search for Button Card. Open the add-ons page. Download and install. Finally, you'll need to refresh the page. Getting started with Button Card. We're now viewing and editing our dashboard. We're adding a card. There are two options here. You can select the manual type and paste the YAML code. However, if you haven't installed Button Card, you'll get an error. However, if you have installed Button Card correctly, there will probably also be a button for the add-on you're looking for next to the manual option. From this point on, we can create our card in the field on the left and preview how it works on the right-hand side of the screen. Device used for the demonstration. For the demonstration, I used an RGBCW LED light controlled via Zigbee. It is capable of emitting colored light according to the RGB color model, or emitting light at various white temperatures, from warm to cool. Examples of button card buttons. Let's start with a simple example. Let's add a control for my LED lamp to the panel. Its entity name is ZLight. The code below creates a button linked to this entity and adds a tap action, which is to toggle the lamp state. Result: you can add a state to the code. This specifies the button's state. This allows you to change its color depending on the device's state. You can specify different actions for the button individually. The most common is a tap. This even toggles the device's state by default. However, you can also script a longer press, for example. The code below then displays the device's detailed configuration. If required, there is also a double tap action. The card can be styled using CSS, just like other HTML elements in a browser. In the example below, I've rounded the corners of the card and added a shadow. Just as I showed earlier how to change the color depending on the state, you can also change other parameters, for example, the icon. You can also use JavaScript code within a button. Below is a button displaying the current value of an attribute from an entity, specifically the brightness level. Additionally, this value is scaled, as in HA, it ranges from 0 to 255, but I want to display it as a percentage. The buttons also include an option to easily retrieve the device's current color. Below is an example of an icon tracking the light color. I've already shown how you can combine different values depending on the states to determine the final appearance of a button. In a similar way, you can also combine different buttons into a single composition. We have suitable templates for this: horizontal, vertical, and grid. Below is an example of a horizontal template in which I have placed three buttons. Two of them set a fixed color, whilst the third represents the device's state, as before. Now for the grid template. You also need to specify the number of columns. I've packed a few options into the center. These include color settings and displaying the device status. Results. Finally, let's return to some shorter examples. I've already shown how to select an icon based on the device's status, but the selection can also be made in JS, for example, by comparing the brightness level. The icon now changes depending on this. In this way, you can display the status and provide control for all types of devices, not just lighting. The icon animation can also be dynamic. For example, when you want to control Christmas tree lights or a similar gadget that changes colors rapidly. All you need is this code to cycle through the colors from the specified lists. Result, the button animates automatically. Similar logic can be based on the current color of the entity. In this case, each click activates the next color from a predefined list. Each action searches for the current color in this list and then retrieves the next one. Result, the button changes to the next color with each press. To sum up, these were the basics of the button card for Home Assistant. However, I haven't covered everything here. Amongst other things, you can also create complex toast messages, animations, and secure actions with a pin, so I recommend consulting the add-on's official documentation. Do you use Button Card? And if so, what do you use it for?